this story and make more people put it on the internet, it's there. So rather than tell us a story, we just have to look at that life. He was a prisoner of war in the hand of a military after being shot down in the Vietnam. The story of the Marines. He came home 1973, and he died. He and his wife went to a restaurant one day where a man came up to him who was sleeping. He had never seen this man before to his knowledge. And the man kind of looked at him lovely and said, then he went on to tell Captain Bell about carrying a line and he said, sir, about the USS Peacock. If we went up for a man, it was a beating dog. You were shot down and you spent 6 years in prison of war again. Well, after that, one of us was speechless for a period of time, but he was saved when someone comes up to you and says that. How did he know this? Well, I asked him. And the man called me replied, "Come, because I'm back to Christian." The man continued on, "I was wondering if you would have been up to the point, obviously, if you had, because someone come out alive even after years, 6 years in a prisoner of the world again." Well, he could not stop thinking about that young man as a savior. Working those long hours in the deep bowels of the ship, back to their ships. Day in and day out. Here Paul was, the top of the top. The best of the best of God. He was a fighter. There was nobody above the pilot, right? And here's this man, and all he was doing in that forever was flying the back. Oh, no wonder that he had to make the time to be that sailor who was on the ship. He'd never seen him.
Thank you. But
Thank you.